Tonight, we're going to be discussing the question of where to daven. Baruch Hashem, we live in communities where there's so many different options of shuls and basement minyanim and living room minyanim and dining room minyanim, many different options of where to daven. So we're going to try to see what exactly is the discussion, the conversation about picking a place for davening, where should we daven. The title of the shiur was "What Can Be Wrong with House Minyanim," but as we'll go through the sugya, we'll see really we're going to be just focusing on how to pick the right shul, the right place for davening. So we'll open up with the Gemara that Davav and Brachis. Many of the Gemaras that we're going to see tonight are all found within the first 10 blad of the Masechta. For those that are doing Daf Yomi, these Gemaras are a good Chazara. There's a Gemara in Brachis Davav, where the Gemara introduces us to the idea, or more so the significance and the importance of davening in what we call today a shul. A good old-fashioned Beis HaKnesses. The Gemara tells us, Tanya, Abba ben Yomin Oimer, ein tefillah shel adam nishmas ella be-Beis HaKnesses. Tefillah of a person is not heard unless it's in a shul. Okay, it's got to be in the shul, got to be in the Beis HaKnesses. Shenemar says in the Pasuk, Lishmoy el harina ve'ela tefillah. To hear the rina and the tefillah. Says the Gemara, b'makam rina, wherever there's rina, shom tehe tefillah, that's where you should find the tefillah. Then the Gemara continues, Amr Ravin bar Rav Ada, Amr Rav Yitzchak, Minayin shekadosh baruch hu motzeh b'beis haknesses, how do you know HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be found, or is found in the shul, shenemar lekim nitzav ba'adas kel. So this is a Gemara that clearly gives us the importance, the value, the chashivas of davening in a shul. Now, the question is, from this Gemara, does this mean to exclude davening in a house minyan? Does this Gemara mean excluding davening in the field, or davening on the street, or davening in the office? What exactly is the takeaway from this Gemara? That the Gemara emphasizes Beis HaKnesses, ein tefillah shel adam nishmas el Beis HaKnesses. Does that mean, and if I daven in a house minyan, my tefillahs are not heard? Or does it just mean that the extra credit, the extra perk that is to my tefillahs, the extra chance of it being heard, is in a shul, but not so if I'm going to daven in a makeshift minyan, you know, in the back of MetLife Stadium, because we're all there anyways. Rashi points out, what exactly does it mean, b'makam rina? But again, the Gemara makes a drasha. B'makam rina, shom tehe tefillah. Well, what's rina? So Rashi says, b'beis haknesses. Beis haknesses is a place to find rina. Why? Shesham oimim hatzibur shirois visish bachis. Because that's where the tzibur gets together to praise Hashem. B'ni'imos kol oriv. With a nice sound. So where do you want to find rina? Praise and song, you find that in shul. But if you look at the lashon of Rashi, Rashi is interesting. Rashi says it's in a shul. Why? Because there you have hatzibur. Shesham oimim hatzibur. We'll see in a few minutes. There's a big machlokes rishonim. Is the mile of a shul only because there's a minyan in the shul, or the mile of the shul is because the building of the shul has intrinsic value? What's the nafkamina? Let's say, for example, you missed minyan betzibur. You wake up late and you have two choices. I can either davening at my dining room table, or I can daven in the shul. The shul's open. Is there any reason to go to shul? So if you understand the Gemara, that the Gemara is telling you that there's something special about the Beis HaKnesses, so then yes. If you learn that Beis HaKnesses is a fancy way of saying that's where the minyan is, well, if the minyan is not there, then there's no reason to go there. So this Rashi is debatable. Rashi sounds like the significance of the Beis HaKnesses is what? Shesham oimrim hatzibur. That's where, you can read this two ways. Either that's where the tzibur is actively saying, or that's where the tzibur does say it. And therefore, this room, this building, takes on a certain chashivas, and therefore I should daven there. Rebbe Eliashiv gave shiurim on different mesechtas. He used to learn with the Balabatim. He used to give shiurim, and they recorded those shiurim, and they have a sefer. One of the svarim are called Ha'aris from Rebbe Eliashiv, but there's another sefer called Shiurei Mor Rebbe Eliashiv. Rebbe Eliashiv Shu'um HaMaseches Brachas. So if you look at number 3 in Rebbe Eliashiv Shu'um HaMaseches Brachas, someone basically asked Rebbe Eliashiv, the Gemara says, B'makim Rina. What's Rina? Song. People sing in their house also. Faket, Chasen Ohos, probably the biggest place of Rina. So how do you know that Rina means Beis HaKnesses? So Rebbe Eliashiv explained, Afshigem B'Beisei Oymer Shiris V'Sish Brachas. We praise Hashem in our houses, we praise Hashem in our wedding halls, and we praise Hashem in a lot of other places. So what makes the shul special? B'Makim Rina Zeu Beis HaKnesses. Says Rebbe Eliashiv, no. You're right, we do, but the place to do it is really in the shul. That's the place to say it. Meaning, if you want to know where should you find the outlet for your shiris v'sishbachis, the answer is the shul. You're right. You happen to use your house as a place to often sing praise to Hashem, but that's not what the purpose of your house is. The purpose of your house is so you can live and you can have a roof and you can have, you know, a place to eat and sleep. The place of the shul, says Rabbi Yashiv, is gufa for this purpose. That's how he explained why a shul is called makim rina. Okay. The question is, how do you read this Gemara? Does the Gemara mean that Ein Tefillah Shalada Nishmas El Beis Knesses, as we mentioned earlier, means that the shul, the building, is what's special about the shul? Or what's special about the shul is because that's a fancy way of saying is usually where the people get together to daven. So Rabbeinu Yoina, on this Gemara in Brachas, writes, Va'oid Amru, Sha'afilu Kishain Hatzibah Mispalalim, even if there's no minion, Yesh La'odam L'spal Beis Knesses, still go to shul. B'nei shu kavua u'miyuchad l'tfilas tzibur. Says Rabbi Nuyen, what makes a shul special? Because it is a place designated for public prayer. There's no public now. Everyone went home. I woke up late. I'm the only guy sitting in shul. Says Rabbi Nuyen, it doesn't matter. The Gemara is telling us that the chashivas of a shul is its building. There's something special about davening in a shul. Because that is what he calls over here, a makum miyuchad l'tfilas tzibur. Now you'll argue, if I turn my basement into a makom miyuchad l'tefillas tzibur, maybe it takes on Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. Maybe. Or question is, what do you need to get that title? The fact that we get together every Friday night because we don't want to walk to shul, yesh lodin, if that gives the Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, which we'll see the Paiskim talk about. But this Rabbeinu Yoina is very nigi halacha l'maisa. Rabbeinu Yoina writes that you see from this Gemara that you're supposed to go to a shul at all costs. Guy wakes up late and he says to himself, why should I go to shul? They're already finished. Or by the time I get to shul, I already missed Tfilah B'Tzibur because they're already ahead of me. So I'll just daven at the dining room table. Says Rabbeinu Yoina, no, you should still daven the Beis HaKnesses. If we don't get to it, it's worth mentioning that Mishnah Berurah does write, there is one exception. Talmidei Chacham. If a Talmid Chacham misses a minyan, he should not show up and daven in shul by himself because that's going to be a chalasha. Just looks bad. That's an example. You have many of these shuls today that double as a place of learning. So what's going to happen if the rabbi walks in 9 o'clock, starts putting on his tefillin, everyone's doing the daf yomi, it looks very, very bad. So in that case, the rabbi should daven at his house. But it sounds like that everyone else, that's not going to be a chalasha. If you wake up late and there's a shul that's open, many of the shuls today, they lock after minyanim times, so you can't get into the shul. But if you can get into the shul, try to daven in the shul. That's Rabbi Nigain's opinion. If you look in the Rambam number 5, says the Rambam, Tzarech Adol Mishtatef Atzmei Matzibur. A person should always make it his business to daven together with the Tzibur. V'lo yispal b'yochid. Do not daven b'yichidus. Kozman shiyochel yispal l'matzibur. As long as you have the option of davening b'tzibur. Ula oylem yashkim adem b'yarev l'beis haknesses. You should always go to shul. She'ein tfilosi nishmas b'chol eis. Ella b'beis haknesses. Because your tefillah will not always be heard unless you're in a shul. So this sounds like from the Rambam's understanding of the Gemara that the specialty of a shul, it's like the Gemara says, your tefillahs have a much stronger chance of being heard. Says the Kesef Mishnah, what does the Rambam mean? Quotes our Gemara, Abba Binyamin Oimer, Ein Tefillah Shalad Nishmas Al-Beis HaKnesses, Kloima. What does the Rambam mean? Shafilu Kishayin Atzibu Mispalalim, even if there's no minyan going on. Yispalalim Al-Beis HaKnesses, Levishu Miyuchad L'Tefillah Tzibur. See, he learned like the Rabbeinu Yoina. Go to shul, because that's a place for prayer. Daven in the shul at all cost. The custom of Rabbeinu, Ein Tefillah Shalad Nishmas B'Choleis Kloima. Shekvar Efshar Shetishma Tefillah Shechotz Al-Beis HaKnesses, meaning, it's possible, if you're lucky enough, your tefillah can be heard at your dining room table. But if you want guaranteed, if you want to be there at every single hour, whatever day of the week you daven, you want your tefillahs to be heard, you got to do it in shul. So the Rambam seems to be in the camp of Rabbeinu Yoina, that the mile of the, what this Gemara is saying is, not that you can't daven anywhere else. It's just that davening in a shul gives your tefillahs the best chance, the strongest ability of being heard, because tefillahs in a shul will always be heard. According to the Rambam in the Torah, it's even if you be yechidus, you're not even with a minyan. But the building and the walls of the house, the shul, take on a certain kedusha, it gives your tefillahs the best chance possible. However, the Torah seems to have learned not like that. If you look in the Torah, number 7, he writes, Lo yispal adam ella b'beis haknesses im hatzibur. The Torah understood the Gemara is basically saying is the godless of a shul is it's that's where you'll find the minyan. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan Ein Tefillah Shalad Nishmas Ela Beis HaKnesses Pirish Im HaTzibur. No. There's nothing special about the walls of the shul. The walls of the shul go together with being b'tzibur, but there's no reason why you should wake up late and daven in the shul. That's not what the shul is all about. The godless of the shul is when it's with a tzibur. If you're just by yourself, it does not take on any special feeling. Writes the Beis Yosef, Perakama de Brachas, Mufarash Rabbeinu, the Beis HaKnesses, the Kamar, Hainu and Matzibur. The whole godless of the shul is when it's Betzibur. Because that's where we're davening together. Umashmi Devarav, Shem Eine Mispal im Matzibur. And let's say you're not davening with the Tzibur. Lo Shani Lambe Mispal Beis HaKnesses, Mispal Beis Acher. Then it doesn't matter where you daven. Aval Rabbeinu Yoinu Kasim Shem Agoyinim, Shafilu Kishen Atzibur Mispalim, Yesh Lo Adam Mispal Beis HaKnesses, Neshu Kavu Amiuchel Tzil Atzibur. So if machlokes b'shainim, according to the Torah, if you wake up late one morning, why go to the shul to daven? What am I going to gain there? There's no minyan there. Mashiach, according to Rabbeinu Yoina, according to the Rambam, there's some intrinsic value, some intrinsic specialty to a shul, even if there won't be a minyan. How do we pass in the Shulchan Aruch? So if you look at the Mechaber number 9, writes the Mechaber, Yishtadel odom lispalo b'hizagneses im hatzibur. Person should try to make it his business to daven in shul with the tzibur. Two things. B'beis hakneses im hatzibur. V'im hu anos shein yachol lavin l'beis hakneses. And let's say you are unable to attend the shul. Yichavin lispalo b'shash hatzibur mispalim. Try to time your davening at the same time when the shul is davening. Right? Let's say you know you can't get out of the house, you're not feeling well, but you know there's a minyan here in the Young Israel every half an hour, so you pick one of those half an hour slots and you go along with them. Let's say you're not sick, but you live in an out of town community where there is no minyanim. Let's say you didn't do that. And now you're just davening by yourself. Afal pikein yispal b'beis haknesses. So how does the Shulchan Aruch Paskin? Shulchan Aruch Paskin like Rabbeinu Yoin and the Rambam. That there's something special about davening in a shul. Even if it's not with the tzibur. You're davening at 9 o'clock, there's no minyanim, everyone went to work, you're sitting in an empty room, zog the mechaber, you should still daven in a beis haknesses, because he learned the Gemara like Rabbeinu Yoin and the Rambam, ain't tefillah nishmas, ella b'beis haknesses, and therefore, always try to daven in a shul whenever possible. Says the Mishnah Berurah number 10, Lispal Beis Haknesses, Vafil, this is where things get labadik. Now, I understand, I'm supposed to daven in a shul. What happens if I have a shul down the block, and I have a shul in my basement? What's better than what? The whole Gemara keeps on talking about Beis Haknesses. What's that up against? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Vafilu Miyesh La'asar B'Beisai. I got a minyan in my house. Still, Yishtadel B'Beis Haknesses. You should still try to go to shul. Which means, the Mishnah Berurah is paskening, based on, we'll see, it's a Magen Avram, that even though I have a minion, I'm going to get Tefillah B'Tzibur, I'm going to get all the beauty of Tefillah B'Tzibur, there's still something about davening in a shul. The million-dollar question is, what is that specialty, and at what cost do I daven in the shul? Now, if you look at number 11, it's a Magen Avram. The Magen Avram explains to us, what is so special about davening in the shul? Why should I walk the three extra blocks to daven in a shul if I can daven at three house minyanim along the way? What's so special about the shul? Mr. Berurah paskins that if I have a house minyan and I have a shul, I should go to the shul. Why? Says the Magen Avraham number 11, so I can get the same tefillah b'tzibur. Says Mr. Berurah, you know what the difference is? Because where's their bigger attendance? There's a bigger attendance in the shul. So Beroiv Am Hadras Melech dictates that I should go to where there's more people and I should go to the shul. Now let's say the shayla is the other way around. Yeah. Let's say I get a bigger crowd at my house minyan. We'll see the Achrayim talk about such a shayla. Usually it's not the case, but if let's say that would be the case, then we'll see how you deal with that. But according to the Magen Avraham, and Mr. Bruce quoting this Magen Avraham, the mile of shul is what? Not necessarily the building, but the mile of the shul is what? That's where you get a bigger crowd. B'roiv am hadras melech. Oh, so this is where we run into a very big problem. So in Cain, every Shabbos we'd go by all the little shuls and only come to Young Israel. That's it, biggest shul in town. We should all daven in Young Israel. All the shtiblach should close. All the other shuls neighbors should close up. So we talked about this a little bit on Purim time. There's a Mishnah Berurah that talks about Berurah Majus Mech from Megillah. So we had a whole discussion then, should we close all the shuls and everyone go for a massive Megillah reading? We'll talk a little bit more about it, but it really needs more discussion. How are we Magdi Berurah Majus Mech? But the Mishnah Berurah,
if the house minion has a say, the Torah and it's a designated area, does that elevate it to a shul?
It might, but it's not going to help for Berurah Am. It might give it Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, which we'll talk about, but it's still not going to change the numbers. You're still not going to have Berurah Majus Mech, usually.
Which we have the same problem with Yidav and Ishtibul. Is that just 10
guys? Lechaira. Right, and Achrami. So Mr. Brew writes over here, what's the mile of a tzibur? Neshein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ma'as B'tfilas HaTzibur. Hashem is not disgusted, repulsed by the tzibur. Even if there are sinners in the minyan, still join them. Now, im yesh l'shtei batik inesiyas. Let's say you have two shuls. Ve'echad yesh ba b'reivam. And one of them is bigger than the other. Says the Mishnah Berurah, mitzvah l'spalul bo yosef. There's a bigger inyan to go to that shul. Okay? Kasav achreinim. Dim yesh b'mesek neses shal roiv am, roiv bilbul. Let's say the shul that's so packed, we're not going to give names now because we don't get into trouble. That's a wonderful shul. There's 1,000 people, but they don't stop talking the whole davening. You can't concentrate. The davening is not enjoyable. Ve'in adam shemeh loy tfilov loy kriyas ha'teira. Motov l'spalul b'beis ha'basara. Ah, so this is where everyone justifies their house. Meaning they say to themselves, I'm going to go to the main shul in the neighborhood, I can't daven there. Everyone, again, you can't say, you got to be careful how you word it. You can't say, I can't daven there because there are a bunch of sinners, because the Mishnah already rejected that. So what are you going to say? I can't concentrate there. It's so big, it's so much talking, it's such a scene, I'm going to just daven in my house, which the Mishnah Berurah does justify. Mishnah Berurah says that's a viable heter. If the reason why you made your own minyan because you can't go to the neighbor, not because you don't want to walk the two extra blocks because it's too cold Friday night or because it's raining, because you push it, can't daven properly, they daven so fast and there's so much talking and this, that, and the other, Mishnah Berurah says that's a good reason. Now, what happens if you really want to play the cards? You say, basic ness is biyachid. Let's say you sell yourself, listen, there's a minion in my basement, and there's a vacant shul. But I want to be a shul goer. So I'm going to go to the shul, daven be yechidus, and not daven in my basement, betzibur. Says Mr. Brewer, no. Tfilas tzibur adif. That case, tfilah betzibur wins. That case, Mr. Prima Garden says that you're overshooting over here. If you have a minion in your house with a real minion, and the other option is to daven in a, let's say for example, you go on vacation, right? Now this is the time of year when people go on vacation. Some of these hotels, you have enough from people to get together and they daven in the hotel. You say to yourself, no, I'm going to go to the neighborhood, I'm going to travel 10 minutes to the shul that has no minyanim, but it's open, I'll daven in the shul because I want to daven in the shul. Mr. Burr says, you're wrong. Daven with the people in the hotel. This way you have Tefillah B'Tzibur. So Mr. Burr paskes that Tefillah B'Tzibur wins versus Yochid B'Vesek Nesses. But Mr. Burr also does say, if you have two shuls, you got to go to the shul that has Bereivam. That's the words of the Mr. Burr. Now, says the Sefer Avne Yoshva, written by Yid in Eretz Yisrael, he writes, Yishtadol Adam L'Spal B'Vesek Nesses Ematzibur. You should always try to go to shul with the people. Let's say I get a bigger crowd in my basement minion than the shul gets down the block. You spallum a basic nesses, still go to the shul. Alpha pish ain't shum el asar mispallum. The shul only gets Friday night, the shul gets 12 people. I could pull off in my basement minion 25 people. So following the logic of Bereivam, I should go to David in my basement. Says the Sefer, no, you should still go to shul. Why? So he brings a shtickle diak from the Mr. Brewer. It's a nice diak. He says, I have a diak from the Mr. Brewer. Why? Because what was the case of the Mr. Brewer? Mr. Brewer talked about two shuls. He had two shuls, and one was Bereivam, so Mr. Brewer said Bereivam wins. So he makes the following diak. The only time Bereivam wins, if they're both equal footing, they're both shuls, and the only perk that one has over the other is Bereivam. But if one is a makeshift shul and one is a real shul, being a real shul beats out Bereivam. That's what he wants to be redacted from the Mishnah Berurah. He writes, why does the Mishnah Berurah talk about a case of two shuls, and then one is bigger crowd, one's a smaller crowd? You see that it has to at least be a shul to then debate Bereivam not. But if one is a shul and one is not a shul, being a shul automatically wins. So therefore, he paskins that shul always wins, even if it gets a smaller crowd. So let's say, for example, you can pull out a 25-people crowd or 30-person crowd for your Friday night minyan. It would still be better to go to the shul, even though the shul does not have Bereivam because the shul is still the shul. Mr. Brewer writes over something which we've spoken about in the past, but I'm just putting it on paper because it's worth to mention. Mr. Brewer talks about a case where someone's an oinus. He can't make it to minyan. What are some of the criteria of being an oinus? So Mr. Buru writes, Hainu, shetosh koichoi, doesn't feel well. Av she'enu chayla. You think, you know, people are martyrs. I'm going to go to shul. I have the biggest cold. I have, you know, I'm contagious and everything, but I'm going to go to shul and spread it to the entire community. You're not doing anyone any favor. Guy has the flu. Shows up to shul. He's a machshal barabim. We spoke about people like this. That's a barbish, it's a rabbim. And we spoke about getting vaccinated, things like that. That's not right. Now, what happens if it's going to cost you money to daven with a minion? Vim ha'yu oinus mamon. It's going to cost you money. How would this come out? So it's very negate to me. Right? I pay a babysitter. So if I decide to keep the babysitter an extra 15 minutes, so I can go down with a minion, it's costing me money. Well, let's, for example, you have a job, and you have to do a certain thing, and if you're going to opt to go to the minion, you're going to lose money. It's going to cost you money. So Mr. Brewer writes, says it over here beforeish, Yochel l'spal b'beisa b'yochel, basic nesses, b'lay tzibur. Paskins Mr. Brewer that Hefsin Mammon is an oinus. That's a justifiable reason not to down with a minion. But, Avul Mishum Minias Revach, Lo Yimna Mispal Matzibur. But not Minias Revach. And we spoke a lot about this when we did Cholomoid. There's always a difference between losing and not gaining. Meaning, if you're at your job and the boss is going to deduct from you for leaving, that's losing money. But let's, for example, you're about to close a big new deal or get a new client, that's minyas revach. That's not permissible to miss for a minyan. So you got to just know your situation. Let's say, for example, you're trying to dive with a minyan, and the only other option is you can't park your car anywhere, so you're going to park your car in a place knowing you're going to get a ticket. You're not mechayev to do that. That's called losing money. I don't think you're mechayev to do that. Can you do it? Avada, you want to be a big Baal Tzedakah? You want to be a big Baal? Go for it. But strictly speaking, that's called losing money. Losing money, you don't have to do it. Daven Betzibur. Now, people don't like to hear this because it creates a hisrashlus in Tefillah Betzibur, which I'm not intending to do, but I just want people to be honest with themselves. People push themselves beyond what's normal. It's very commendable, but it's not the letter of the law. If a person's not feeling well, he shouldn't go to shul. Don't go to, you're going to get everyone else sick. You're not going to get better because you're going to push yourself and you're going to get everyone else sick. It doesn't make any sense. But all in this moment is important. Mr. Brewer says that losing money, you're not mechayiv to lose money. Now, I'm not saying you shouldn't take your lunch break so you can work things out. Obviously, you have to be smart about it. If you have a lunch break, so you say to yourself, well, I need my lunch break. So you're going to spend your lunch break, and then you come to the boss, and the boss says, well, I can't let you go off for mincha. You're going to have to lose money. That's not good planning. But if the case comes up, make right then. You talk about it. Because again, we have to chaz this over and over. Tefillah betzibur is a hiddur in your tefillah. I'm a very big proponent for tefillah betzibur. I think people have to remind themselves, tefillah betzibur is a hiddur in your tefillah, and certain things are ma'akiv in the tefillah itself. The dress code sometimes might be more important than the minyan. As we spoke about this in the past, preparing to davening might be a chelik in your actual davening, while tefillah betzibur is just a hider in your davening. Okay, so Paskas and Mishnah Berurah. So the Rebbe Eliashiv is quoted in the Sefer Pinyanei Tefillah where he writes, they write, Shamatim Rabbeinu Shlita, we heard from Rebbe Eliashiv, in Miskaya Minyan Vej Proti. Let's say you decide to make a break off minyan in your house. You have a house minyan. Ein choyvel alechaz aspal basic nesses. The Shulchan Aruch didn't mean that you're obligated. He just meant El Shetfilasa Yosef Mitzuy basic nesses. You're shooting yourself in the foot. You think you're gaining time and you don't have to stop the shul. Your tefillahs are not as potent, they're not as strong. But avada yoytze tefillah. No one's denying the fact. The lashon of the Gemara didn't say you're not yoytze tefillah. It just means you want your tefillahs to be heard, which is why we daven. Your best chance of being heard is in a basic nesses. But avada, if you want to daven in a house minyan, you're yoytze tefillah betzibur, you got to check for tefillah, everything would be considered fulfilled.
So, running to the basic nesses as opposed to the house minyan?
So that's what we're going to talk about. Now, what's... Oh, good. We're going
to
talk about that in 2 seconds. That's the next thing I want to get to. How do we define Bereva Mahadras Melech? Where there's so many reasons, and perhaps justifiable reasons, why people start a house minion or have a break off minion. We'll see how justifiable it really is. A chayla. We'll get to that also.
Let's say they want you and you're going to be the
10th. Oh, good. We'll get to that also. We'll get to that. We'll talk about that. We'll get to that hopefully in a few minutes. Very often, let's say, for example, you live in a neighborhood where there are some more successful minyanim and less successful minyanim. So on your way to shul, you have that guy that stops you at the corner and says, we need you for number 10. I don't want to have with 10 people. I want to go to my shul where I have 25 people. We'll see. That's also machloikis achreinim. We'll get to that. That's right. The question is, we'll get to that hopefully in a few minutes. Yeah.
On Central Avenue, there's a few minyanim that gather for mincha in particular, and they become established minyanim.
Right.
Do they count as house minyan or
they don't, again, assuming these rooms don't, these stores and these offices, they do not carry Kedusha's basic nesses. Unless they actually treat it like Kedusha's basic nesses. Now, there are some people that I think they take their house minyan very seriously, and their mamash mekadesh the room. You know, they won't use it for anything else that maybe you have to know. Right, they take it very seriously. Right. Rabbi Arya Leibowitz has an article where he talks about, you know, some of these house minyanim where, you know, after the minyan's over, they bring the TV out and they watch TV in it. He's very adamantly against that. Obviously, that belittles the Kedusha's basic nesses. But you have to know what, you know, there are rules and regulations what makes something. The stores are not going to become, your office is not going to become, even in your house minyan, just because you treat your bedroom with more respect, you know, push comes to shove, you know, you'd probably have to rearrange things. You'd have someone sleep there, you'd have to do other things, you'd have a meal there. You have to know the rules. But, Mistama, they don't take on Kedusha's basic nesses. But the question is, what's so special about the shul? So the Meiri in Brachis writes, number 16, Kol she'odom yochel espal basic nesses, yaseh, m'nei she'shom kavonas ha'lev mitsuya. I don't really know what those words mean. I can translate it in English, that the kavona of the heart is found there. Does he mean to say you daven better in the shul versus davening somewhere else? It's not clear to me what those words exactly mean. If you look in the footnote, number 17, they write, Pirish, Shalakach tfilos inishmas b'yakzat b'shem shem mitzuye shom kavanas halev. You daven better there? That's the nekuda. People focus better in shul than they do at the oil. I think it's true. I think it's much harder to focus when you daven in a makeshift minyan. Just, we'll talk about the pictures on the walls and, you know, things floating around. It's harder to focus, but it's not clear to me what those words mean. Shasham kavonas halev mitzuya. That's not clear to me. Then if you look in the Beis HaLakim, the Beis HaLakim was written by the Mabit. Mabit was a contemporary of the Beis Yosef. They lived together. They were on the same bezin together in Eretz Yisrael. So in the Beis HaLakim, he writes, V'inyan ha'yoyse motze b'esakneses, hu lo hayroes lanu, mailos tfilas ha'rabim, she'enom choyzum reikim b'tfilosim kishei b'kavona. V'zu ha'nirtza b'esakneses, shu mishum kibotz ha'rabim l'tfilo. He talks about this is where people gather, v'u yizbarach motzoi l'shmoy tfilosim, Hashem is there to hear the tfilos, and now that this became a designated place for davening, so it sounds like from him he's understanding it's because this became a place for designated tefillah, now it becomes kaddish. So you can argue, if I designated the left wing of my house to be a makam for tefillah, so now it also has the same, he doesn't say because it has kedushas basic nesses because of all the other rules, but this is a place where people come to daven.
If you want in your house and you're being, I guess, erlich honest about it, you have to restrict the use of that area.
You'd have to go through all the Simonim and Shulchan Aruch and the Chelik Beis and Mishnah Berurah, we discuss Hilchos Basic Nesses and figure out you can't eat there and you can't do this there and you can't all that. But you have to, right, then you have to go through all the rules and understand what you're allowed to do. Right. Al Tanai, not Al Tanai, it's complicated. It's complicated.
Then
that's not the pasuk the Gemara gives to explain the chassidus. The Gemara says because b'makom mina sham tehei tefillah. That's what the Gemara says by us. V'shachanti means
just. Mean
that's the famous pshat that the Bali Musa say. He's supposed to make pasuk pshat. Yeah, there's a chassidus of a mikdash. We'll see another Gemara about mikdash man in a second. Then he writes over here. V'afilu ayochid b'schos harabim m'spal v'nanim boy. Even if I show by myself, but this building. This is a place where people gather to daven.
Is the actual building, I mean, sometimes in
the
shul they have a brick wall where minyan is, and another room where there's no.
Right, so lefi this, you don't have that. If you're going to have daven in the kiddush room, that's not where you gather for davening. According
right.
to this mabit, you won't have that extra
so
mile. That's right. Unless they do that often, and then it becomes a new place. So here's the big shayla that everyone discusses. We saw from the Magen Avraham that we're very makbid. We want to have berei vam. So what happens when you have a shul where there's 40 people in the shul? Two people have yartzei on the upcoming week, and they each want to daven musaf the Shabbos before. So what do? You split the minyan into two. What happened to berei vam hadras melech? Or let's say two people have yartzei. So someone suggests let's make two minyanim. So we'll go to the ladies section. We'll go downstairs. He and her. What happened to berei vam hadras melech? So Rav Meisefraim, Rav Ephraim Grimlet has a shaila like this. He writes the shalti number 18. Bididi Rav Shimon Segalom kishiyesh kama minyan beis agnesis v'chelik mehem rotzim liparei velasis b'cheder asomach minyan im yicholim. They want to make a split. V'nira kipuk chazi denoigim lasis minyanim. Says the original answer is look what people do. Go to any shul. If you ever go to shul, there's always break off and spin offs and things like that. V'ula yeshloim kimar bitzim kimar makdusha. He says forget. That's more kedusha. So it's more kedusha, or he says v'imkein afushe kedusha adif or yeshloim mali idach gisa the yesh inyim mishum b'roiv am v'yosei tev l'spal minyan echad. There's more b'roiv am hadras melech. So he writes v'yedidi hagoyim chaim kanevsky shliti. My friend of chaim kanevsky kos of libezeh yesh tam chacham mifakvim ba mitam achar shemenei b'roiv am alvasover nagul kol oyel mahakol bezeh. Reb Chaim Kanevsky said, even though I hear the argument of Berei Ram, the Ma'isa the Velt is the Meikel. So Reb Chaim Kanevsky seemed to have taken the Meikel approach. If you want to make break off and spin off Minyanim, you can do it.
In the shul.
It's not Berei Ram, and we keep on talking about Berei Ram. Okay, it's justified. Ulechari Yosef Toiv Minyan Echem, Mishav Berei Ram. Kamash Kasav Magan Avram. Mishnesh Le Minyan Bebeso, Mispal Shom Basar, Yosef Toiv Shechel Beis HaKnesses, Nishver Berei Ram. Right, what do you mean? But the Magan Avram told us that the reason why you're not supposed to go to the house Minyan, because the house Minyan is not Berei Ram. But you tell me in shul we're going to split it anyways. So what's the difference? So he quotes from his father, V'adoni Avimori, Rava Gon Shlito Heshali Bezeh, Nochin, Kimashi Kasafta, the Noigim Lechak L'minyonim. That's what the Velt does. They split it. Im Yeshchiyav, V'eim Bezeh Mishum, Kibuchol Asar Shchinte Sharia. Because as long as you have 10 people, Hashem is there, you're good to go. So we're basically kind of debunking the whole Magen Avraham Svara. He's not really addressing that. Then he quotes over here from the Toldos Yisrael, who also says Pukhazi. Then he quotes from Eliel Zlatnik, who says basically, yeah, if you have an impetus, you have a reason, then it's okay. But with no reason, you shouldn't do it.
Or within the building
of the shul. Yeah. But again, this basically seems to be going against this premise of the Magen Avraham. What's interesting to me is we know that Ephraim Blumet was a Talmud Muvik of Rav Moshe. He doesn't mention that Rav Moshe wrote a tshuva about it. Now, it could be this tshuva came out before Rav Moshe's tshuva came out. Rav Moshe, this tshuva from number 19 came out, I believe, in 1981. Could be this Rav Moshe Ephraim came out earlier. Rav Moshe has a tshuva like this. He writes in number 19, Hinei, lechaloik le'elu shebo l'spalo shnei minyonim, shemin yonecha yispalo b'esek nesim, yonecha yispalo b'cheder sheni, l'aniyaz daiti ein laso yzeh. Rav Moshe is discussing, two people have the art site, says Rav Moshe, don't split the minyon. Loi mi boim cheder shein ein sham sefer Torah. It goes without saying if the other room doesn't even have a sefer Torah. Shehu garua. Rav Moshe has the idea that it takes away, diminishes from the kedushas ha basic nes if there's no sefer Torah there. Tari chazina shein nefilas apayim kishlag a sefer Torah. We know there's no tachon when there's no sefer Torah. Kedisa barachaim kufal amal sef beis baramba. The lechem establish afa tefila atzmi adifa kishir kasefer Torah. So here Rav Moshe is throwing out a new svara that part of what makes the davening a certain level is when there's a sefer Torah. So those hasmanyam don't have sefer Torah according to Rav Moshe. That's already a notch down. But again, the good hasmanyam all have sefer Torah already. They have a chanos sefer Torah also. The mamish once they charge membership fee, they're a full blown shul. And they just got to take on a rabbi. That they never do. They never take on a rabbi. That far, they're not willing to go. Huh? That's right. That's what makes you a real man. Let's say you're going to make a makeshift minyan downstairs in the social room. That's not a shul. Has no kedushas basic nesses. Harivade adifu l'spal b'makim she'ik kedushas basic nesses. Dr. Moshe, stick where there's kedushas basic nesses. He's a bebrachas dav ches. Ella, she'af she'esham kedushas basic nesses. Harivade adifu l'spal b'rayvam. And even if let's say they're going to split up in a way where they're going to dive in another room that also has. Let's say you have a shul that has two rooms that are all, let's say here. All the rooms here are used for davening, so they all have kedushas basic nesses, let's assume. Still, Dr. Moshe, go with the main, b'rayvam. Let's say you have two avelim that are not brothers. They each want to daven for their father's yard site. Nami in lasses kin. Now, the problem is emotions go very strong whenever you deal with the yard site. So you don't want to be that rabbi who tells them, sorry, one of you have to forego your mother or father's yard site and figure it out. Okay? El kishesh b'loizeh shnei minyonim. Basic tam toiv shekol ovel af kishen achis. Even if they're brothers, im yochel avlef neativ yispal minyan acher vechenu bavelim sheinam achim. Brothers, not brothers. Dr. Moshe, I still think there should not be a split. Don't make two minyanim. They'll have to figure out something else. Again, here we live in a world where you can go to another shul, go down the block, daven later. But you should not make two minyanim. That was the opinion of Rav Moshe. You should not make two minyanim. Again, Rav Chaim Greenblatt does not quote this tshuva. He quotes from everyone else under the sun. According to him, it sounds like if you have a justifiable reason like a yard site, you could. Rav Moshe thought not like that. So what are all the shuls say mechan? Many of the shuls do this. I think that my personal feeling is they're say mechan emotions. Because how can you say no to a guy who comes in and says, I have yotzah, my father, I'm a member of the shul, you tell me I can't, so our emotions often win. The truth is that that's not enough of a heter. The heter is it's really found in Reb Shlomo of Vilna has a tshuva where he's matrit, but Reb Shlomo Zalman is also matrit, right? So number 20, Mutter letzibur mispalim lachlik leminyonim nefradim letzarech shnei avelim. So the Bishlam Zami, you could split the minyan for two of them. Kigoyin, Musaf, Shabbos, Shekoydim, Yartzeit, Kol Shiyah, Minyan, Bo'efin, Mesudar, Umechubar. As long as the minyan is done properly. Not like a makeshift minyan, you know, in the hallway or something, or you daven outside or something, one of these types of situations. Abira have two minyanim. Ach yesh lishtadl midas efshar shalas is kin. Zot Yomayish, try to limit it as much as you can. Why? Ki b'roiv am hadras melech. So Bishlam Zami is acknowledging the horror of the Magen Avraham, and he says, listen, let's try to tame it as much as we can. Meaning, let's say, for example, you know that you and this guy of your said, you are two brothers. Don't show up to the same minyan if you're brothers. Plan it better. Go to the shul down the block. If you know two guys in the shul of your say, try to dive in at a different minyan. Try to avoid the problem, but make her adin if the problem does come to Shlomo Zalman is maker. So you have Shlomo Zalman, if Chaim Kanevsky's words are that's a minyan goyim, so you have it to be Samechan. But if you're a Rav Moshenik, if you follow every Rav Moshe, then the chayru, this is not correct. You shouldn't do so. So that's a big question that does come up with splitting minyanim, the issue of Bereivam. Yeah.
In terms of where it's preferable to daven, is it a place where it's just a shul and as opposed to yeshiva?
So let's get to that now. Now we're going to talk about the other ideas of how to pick a shul. But there's another gemara that we still have to deal with. The gemara writes number 21. This is also in brachas. Call me sheyesh lo basic neses b'ira. Anyone that has a shul in their neighborhood, if they nirich l'shem nispalu, but they don't go there to daven. Either that means they daven at home b'yechidus. Or you can even learn the Gemara means they dive in with a minion, but they never go into the shul. They're afraid if they go into the shul, they're going to have to pay membership. So they never go into the shul, and they're the house minion. Says the Gemara, Nikra Shochinra. You're called a bad neighbor. Shenemar says in the Pasuk, Koyamar Hashem al kol shechine haroyim anoyigim benachla, Hashem chalti es ami es Yisrael. V'loyoid, elo shegoyrim golus loy ulvanov. You're going to cause gullus for yourself and for your children. So the first part of the Gemara, people, okay, call me a bad neighbor. My neighbor on the left side doesn't like me anyways. Okay, good, no. But now, Hazak to Gemara, gullus? No one wants gullus. Shedemer, Hineni, Nochsom, Me'alat, Masom, Vespes, Yehudo, Echoish, Mitoicham. Okay? So you say to yourself, this is one of those Agadita Gemaras. Don't take it so seriously. It says in Shulchan Aruch, number 22, it's Simin Tzadi. Mi, Sheyesh, La, Besik, Neses, Be'iroi, V'ene, Nichtas, Balespalo, Nikra, Shochin, Ra. V'gayrim, Gullus, Loi, Ulvanov. It's recorded in Shulchan Aruch. You can't just dismiss it as one of those like Adda Gemaras that you don't have to understand, and you don't have to worry about it. It's recorded in Shulchan Aruch. So you'll tell me, no, I'm not a Shachin Ra. I go to the shul. I go to the shul for everything else except for the minyanim that I have in my house. Or I'll pop into the shul, says the Mishnah Berurah.
There were also just two shuls when he wrote this.
That's true. Says the Shulchan Aruch, says the Mishnah Berurah, v'myeh shtey bat k'nisiyas b'ir. Let's say I got two shuls in my neighborhood. Toiv leilich l'harchayka. It's better to go to the further away shul. Why? Kischar psiyas yesh. Getschar alicha. So now we're getting mixed emotions over here. Before the Mishnah Berurah told us, go to the shul that has a bigger crowd. Now he tells you, go to the shul that's a further distance. Right? Today people have in their mind, go to the shul that serves the best kiddush. That's where you're supposed to go to the shul. Or where the rabbi gives the shortest or no sermon possible. Right? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Nikra, Dechein derech shecheinim haroyim sheinichnas abeis chavareim. A good friend goes into his friend's house. If you don't want to go to Hashem's house, that means you're not a good friend, by definition. Shafilu ein katani. It sounds like from this Gemara, let's say, for example, the shul's empty. There's no minion in the shul. I should still go to the shul? Maybe yeah, maybe not. Says the Mishnah, but if you have a house minion, at least you're davening b'tzibur, you won't be called a shachin ra. According to the Mishnah Berurah, there's law. If you go, let's say you have a house minion and you mamish never go into the shul, you're not called a shachin ra. Okay, so you don't have to worry about that. Davening at a house minion will not be lab, will not label you a shachin ra. Miyu? That's right. Miyu al kolpanim midei choyves beis haknesses leinafik elim kin oisa hamokim shemispal ba kavua likedusha. Unless that place that you're davening is kavua likedusha, which not always do the house minions provide us with.
But like you said,
and Echnami, according to this, that's not. According to this, that's not the mila, right? If you're gonna have a break off minion in one of these places, it's not really right.
According to Ramoshi, you should only have one minion in the shul. Period.
That's correct, 100%. Then there's one last piece of.
I don't know if they have,
I don't know if they have enough people these days to have a split off, but the Enechrami, according to Rav Moshe, or then those that are Talmidim of his, they should follow it, that they shouldn't split off. Then there's always the question of another justification. Why am I allowed to have a house minion? Because there's a Gemara that says in Brachas, you're supposed to daven where you learn. So all those people that started house minion learn a lot in their house, I think. And therefore they decided that it's more kedai to daven in their house than it is to daven in shul. Maybe.
We're not everyone else to
daven. Right, it doesn't help for anyone else, right? It only helps for you. 100%. Zaiti Gemara. Omer Yitzchak Lev Nachman. My time only osi malu beknishto. Oh, this is a famous Gemara because this is Gemara. What we need to talk about is how do most of the house minyanim get started? Some of Nebuchadnezzar sick, can't go to shul. So the question is it more correct for him just to daven bechidus and not to have a house minyan? Why do we have in our head that it's better to have a house minyan, which usually once he started you can never stop it, for a guy who's taka sick? Maybe he's taka pata from davening. And he's part of him, Tzil B'Tzibur, and the rest of us should go to shul. That's a very, very big shayla nachren, which we'll get to. But this Gemara is going to be very important. The Gemara writes like this.
The emotions that you said.
Exactly, that's the answer. But the question always is we have to sometimes be able to split between our emotions and what says in Shulchan Aruch.
You're really
going to
be a
shocking
raw if you're the guy that doesn't go to the
house. That's definitely true. I know a fellow that has a basement minion in his house, and he comes to shul anyways. He comes to daven. So he said, why? So he said, sometimes it's more sociable in the shul. His wife makes him because she doesn't want to walk home by herself. The guy comes to my shul. He has a house minion in his basement. He finishes 2 hours before we finish. But sometimes he downs by us anyways. That's a real man. He comes to the speech. Usually the kiddush, I think. But yeah, that's a madrega. So let's see this Gemara. My time alasi ma'ala beknishta. Rav Yitzchak wants to ask Nachman, why didn't you come to shul? So taking attendance is not a new thing. They take attendance in times of the Gemara. Who comes to shul? Amalei lo yechlina. Told him I wasn't able to come to shul that day. So Amalei, the kanfei lemara saravilitzli. So why don't we gather a minion for you in the house? So Amalei trichale milsa. It's a bother for me. Now the question is, what's the bother? It's a bother for me to bother 9 of my neighbors to come to my house, or is it a bother for me to have a minion in my house? I have to start moving things around, and my wife has to leave, and we have to, you know, put away the TV, right? Whatever it is, I'm not worth it. We'll see. There's two ways to learn this, and this will be a big nafkamina. Let's say, for example, you're a guy. Let's say you're a chashuv person, and people will be more than happy to come down in your house. So there's no tircha, but it's be'etzem a tircha. Maybe you don't want the people in your house, things like that. So the Gemara says, fine. V'lei malei mar l'shluchei de tzibur be'inet demsal de tzibur leisi v'lodi lemar. So he told him, you should know that at least daven at the time when everyone is davening. So if you remember, we saw in Shulchan Aruch that if someone is an oynis and he can't come to shul, so the Magen Avraham writes over number 24 on the right side. So he writes, "V'dafka im trichale milsal asav asara." When should you do this game of davening at the same time as the shul? That's if you're chayil and you can't come to shul, and it's a tircha to gather a minyan in your house. Ubismag mashma shev nachmano heroite la triach asar anashim shevo etzloi. And the smag understood Rav Nachman that tircha means I don't want to bother the people. Not that it's a bother for me, because everyone wants to come down by Rav Nachman. It's a schus. But I don't want to bother the people. Says the Machzah Shekel on the next page, number 25. He says, it comes out a big nafkamina between the two pshatim and the Magen Avraham. The Lepirish HaRishon, the Tircha Le'Milso Kaya Rav Nachman. The first pshat, the Magen Avraham was saying, was a bother for Rav Nachman to have a minyan in his house. Imke Tali Adover Bebal Abayis. Let's say it's not a big deal. I have five sons here and I have five son-in-laws in the house, so it's no big deal. Then avadi, you should make the minyan in your house. The other pshat is no, the tircha is on the people. It's still a bother. Even if you have to have people come, it's still a bother. But why don't you say better? You don't want to slip nine people off the street, because then you're causing nine people not to daven in a shul. That the Machzah Shekel doesn't seem to be saying. However, we'll see Achronim make that argument. Right, you see from the Gemara in the Chayinala, you see from the Gemara that wasn't a Taina. You see from the Gemara that that's the right thing to do, assuming it's not a bother. So if you look over here, number 26, and say, V'tila Kilchasai, he quotes the following psak from Eliashiv. The Shaila is like this. Im mizdamalei bedarka lebesek neses, shal roiv, im minyam mitzumtzum, v'tzrichem mitzarfa. You're walking down the street, and you're on your way to the Young Israel, where there's a big crowd, and a small shul along the way says, we need you for number 10. What should you do? So pastors, based on what we said today, you go with the Ravam. So he writes, Kigain Shames Kenum Khaloshim. Well, let's say for example, there's someone calls, let's say you plan on going diving Friday night in the shul in the neighborhood, and your neighbor says, you know, I have a sick family member home, we need you for number 10 to make the minyan. What do you do? This happens all the time. Says Rabbi Yashiv, we'll see in a second, it's Rabbi Yashiv, Yitzarif Alehem. Sha'asiyas chesed eda pchusa mimalas Ravam. He thought that Barayv Am is not any more important than doing a chesed. Now, he's assuming that they have the right to do what they're doing. Assuming that they don't have the right to do what they're doing, that I don't have to join them. He writes over here, Shemati me'agoyin Rabbi Yosef Shomel Yashiv. Rabbi Yashiv said, if you have a neighbor that calls you up and says, listen, we need you for number 10, I have an ill family member who can't go to shul, so you should join them. Again, if they can get someone else without you, avada. But if you're number 10, you're going to make the minyan. Rabbi Yashiv thought that's more kedai, that's more important. However, if you look at number 27 from Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld, he writes, Choylish in yochel leiluch espal b'minyan beis agneses, einoi tzorech la'asiv minyan b'beisoi. There is no obligation to make a minyan for him. He's potter. So he's potter, finished. You'll go to shul, you'll leave your sick family member, and you'll move on.
You could, it's good.
Ah, so the question is, if you look over here, so if you look in, I found this tshuva from Avigdor Nevinzahl. The answer of Avigdor Nevinzahl, Choylish in ma'pa'as chushos in yochel la'asiv b'beisoi, v'in yochel la'alech b'beisoi. Guy's sick. Can't go to shul. Fine. Is there any reason to bother to make a minyan for him? Laniz daiti potter. Chot mi parsha zachor. Parsha zepor. Miguel Sester. Said Rebbe Avigdor Nevinzahl. No, there's no reason to do it. And he writes in the bottom, what? Hu mazik l'acherim. Detrimental. She'enom mispalim besak neses. So here he's not only is he saying you don't have to, he's saying I think it's wrong. These house minyan, they get started because of people that are sick. Why? Now the truth is I didn't photocopy this, but the next shot he talks about a guy who's not a chayla, a guy has a broken leg. So then he thinks maybe you should make a minyan for him. Chayla is an extreme level. A guy is sick. He's got the flu. So he doesn't go belong going to shul. A guy is sick. He broke his foot. He can't get out. Maybe that's different. But I think the point is the same. If you're not able to daven with a minyan, make a taste, we should bring the minyan to you. Because we know that's causing nine other people not to daven where they're supposed to daven. And I would add, I think Rabbi Leibowitz adds this, we know, and that's how these minyanim get off the ground. They always get started because of one. So he writes in this article, he says, that's why before you start, if let's say you have a family member who's sick, who will be with you for an extended period of time, discuss it with someone, is this the right thing to do to start such a minyan, which you'll know will continue. Many of these house minyanim started in, I know of a house minyan, not here in New York, in another community, where the person has already since died. And there's still, the minyan's still going. It's Kara Ashema, it's called based on him. The guy's been gone for years. It's an amazing thing. You have to know if it's really right. Yeah.
Even according to opinions that say it's right, it sounds like they're only saying only 10 people, as in, no?
Yeah, I think so. I think there's no... You should really limit it. If you're making a minyan for a chayla, don't bring more than 10. Why should more people have to lose out than they could have in Betzibah? Yeah, if you're going to get such a big crowd.
Are we saying the same about a FIFA minyan?
No. So that's one of the rise that they bring.
What kind of minyan?
A shiva.
Yeah.
Right, that's the only exception that they bring is a shiva. That's the only time where it's right to have a minyan in a house is a shiva. That's the exception to the rule. So some people bring that as a raya. So you see, you can turn a house into I don't think it's such a raya. I think the circumstance requires it, so that's why we do it. And there's a whole discussion in the Paiskim. What happens if there's no, let's say there's going to be no minyan in the shiva house? What does the aval do? Does he go to shul? Doesn't he go to shul? Quite a discussion.
Does distance come into play? Because a lot of these, especially not necessarily an area like this, but like out of town areas, be 3 miles
from the shore. So then you so they quote, the Rabbi Leibowitz quotes in this article, I couldn't find this in either of this farm. He quotes from Rabbi Ephraim Grimlat and from Rabbi Moshe Steinbach where they discuss these types of shailas. You know, how far. So his answer is, if there would be no house minion, you would daven b'chidus. Then you can have a house minion. I mean, let's for example, no one would have the house minion. What would you all do? We'd walk the 3 extra blocks to the shul. But if Taka, you live in a community so far away where if there is no house minion, you wouldn't take the walk. So then he thinks that's a justifiable minion. Rabbi Ephraim Grimlat does have a tshuva where he talks about a case where it was snowing. It was a massive snowstorm, and it was pushed dangerous to walk. So then he says, Avadi, you should make a house minion, don't go out. So again, let's, for example, the weather's calling for massive, massive snow on a Friday night, then it's probably okay to make a minion in your house. But if it's just because of convenience, he thought that's not correct. But again, let's say, for example, or even though it's a very, very cold day, and you happen to live a good distance from the shul. So then according to Rabbi Ephraim Grimlat, if the point is, if this house minion didn't exist, I'd say it's too cold to walk, then he thinks it's justifiable. That's the way he's magdir. I couldn't find that in print, but that's why I saw quoted from Rabbi Leibowitz. So if you look at number 29, in Yakut Yosef, Rav Yosef's son, he writes, Misha in Yochel Espal, but Tzibur Beis HaKnesset, Kain Zakim V'Chayle, Im Yochel Asif Minya Bebeis HaKul Espal, Hine Matoiv. So he's a big proponent of Adil. Let's make a minion for them. He says, they're all going to lose Berevam. So very different than Rabbi Avigdor Evansol and Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld. It's the opposite extreme. There, Rabbi Avad Yosef was all gung-ho. Make the minyan for the chayla. Everyone should come. Are you losing? You're doing a chesed. This seems to be more in line with what we saw from Rabbi Yashiv. If you look at number 30, from Reb Shlomo Zalman, they write, "V'diktik biyoyse l'spal beisik neses dafkim." Reb Shlomo Zalman was very machpit to always daven in a shul. "V'afki shayim minyan anoshim bebeisay," even though when there was a minyan in his own house. "Kigayim masi Shabbos." "V'alicha hoyse loy l'terech god." It was a big burden for Reb Shlomo Zalman to go to a shul. "Loy heniach l'kayim haminyan bebayis." He wasn't happy with it. Yeah, he does. So here's always the shot. Let's say you had a chasana. So they're calling a minyan in the chasana hall. Chasana hall is not Kedusha's basic nessus. So you say to yourself, should I daven in the chasana hall, or should I wait till I go home and daven in the shul? I know people that don't daven in chasana halls for this reason. Most of us are not so machmir. We'll daven in the chasana hall. We all daven in MetLife. We daven in the Barclay. Not any problem with that, right? Okay, fine. They'll tell you that's the best rav am. That's the biggest rav am you'll ever get. And that's the best rav am you'll ever get. Still doesn't have Kedusha's basic nessus. Okay, he's right. But we did see from the Mishnah Berurah, the dig from the Avnei Yashva, that if it doesn't have Kedusha's basic nessus, it still loses even to Berevam. But okay, I think most of us are guilty, and most of us will daven in, let's say, for example, you had a Sheva Brachas, and at the end of the Sheva Brachas, you'll daven in the house. But again, fine. No one's saying that it's usher to daven in a house. I'm not saying that. I think to do it the kviyas is probably not such a good idea. That was the opinion of Reb Shlomo Zalman.
So Shlomo Zalman becomes anyway, and there are a lot of people that won't go to the minyan. So are you now?
Right. So then that might be better. I think that's another side, right? I think that's a better.
I haven't been in the house minyan, and there are guys that would otherwise not. You're across the street, I'll come to your house.
Yeah, I think that's because I also.
That's right or wrong, but.
I think that might be good.
It's not a zaki, it's just apathy.
I think that might be because I also, again, so the question is, so who should partake in the minyan? So we should try to find all those guys, make a minyan of them. We didn't get to it. Maybe we'll talk about it next week. We'll talk more about the other issues that can come up in a house minyan, such as there's pictures in the house and there's other things to look at in the house, things that definitely deter one from davening. But Leonardo, we'll finish that next week, and then next week we'll also discuss a shah that came up in my house this week. My son decided he wants to know how is he supposed to get dressed in the morning. His Rebbe mentioned to him something about how do you get dressed in the morning, which shoe goes first, these things which we never really talk about. So we'll talk about that, and we'll also talk about how to take a shower. And we can't put that in an email, how to take a shower in halach, it sounds weird, but I'm letting you know that, Belinda, we'll talk, there's a proper way to take a shower also, which parts of your body you soap up first. So Belinda, the next week we'll finish up this and we'll discuss also how to get dressed and proper halachic guidance to start one's day off halachically properly.